Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Books and Crux. This is our podcast where we discuss books. Today, we'll be discussing Tina Fey's Bossy Pants. Today, we're joined by two special guests, Greta Ann.
Hello.
And she's a three-time Pulitzer Prize winner, and also Bartholomew.
Hello.
Who is a book fanatic. We have some discussion questions today that we'd like to be discussing with our two special guests. Alongside of me discussing these questions is...
Joe.
Our first question is, what are some themes in Tina Fey's Bossy Pants that you resonate with?
You know, that's a great question. Thanks for asking. I think some themes that stick with me are kind of, as a woman, how Tina Fey is able to kind of show her determination against sexism, especially in male-dominated workplaces that she's in, especially on SNL, and how she is able to combat any microaggressions. I think that was something I kind of resonated with.
Yes, we see in the book Bossy Pants that self-acceptance and embracing your identity is kind of the main topic with her kind of embracing what she does, how she is, and like Greta Ann told us, embracing her gender as a woman. And so, yeah.
Great. So for a book written by a comedian, what was the overall message diluted by the funny quips and comedy?
Well, I believe that even though she did add like funny quips and she did make some jokes, it kind of made the topics that she talked about more comfortable and less
blunt.
Yeah, less blunt. Thank you, Greta. More comfortable for the reader.
Yeah, I really agree. I think that she kind of was able to use her humor to take off some pressure from kind of the serious topics she was discussing, especially by, you know, talking about her teenage years in adding humor. I don't think it took away from the overall message at all. I think it just added an extra layer that overall made it more interesting for the reader.
That's very, very insightful. I think that correlates with the fact that she was one of the main writers on SNL, and SNL took into consideration a lot of adult and serious topics, but they used comedy to kind of make people feel less worried or make the messages less serious.
Absolutely.
Now we'd like to take a moment to thank today's sponsor, Snap and Tap. Snap and Tap is a new app whose goal is to provide long-distance piano lessons straight from the comfort of your home. With a portable keyboard and snapping in time feature, Snap and Tap makes it easier than ever before to get connected to a musical professional in seconds, ready to tackle those tricky notes. Make sure you head over to our app store and download Snap and Tap using code CROOKIE25 to get your first month 10% off. Thanks again to Snap and Tap for the sponsorship. Now let's get back to booking and crooking.
Absolutely. So this is kind of a more concentrated question, and it's saying, how does being a woman in a mostly male-dominated field impact a person?
Well, we see how it impacted Tina Fey as she kind of like even though she's in a male-dominated area, she kind of still pushes herself and strives to be like the best that she can, even when she's being, like we talked about, when she's being like kind of had like sexist experiences, she still kind of like pushes forward and is determined to like keep doing what she does, even though she's in a male-dominated area.
Yeah, I agree, Bartholomew. I think being a woman in a male-dominated workplace can be very challenging at times, which I think is something that Tina kind of touches on a little bit while also using that humor we were talking about. But I think for the most part, she did a very good job of learning how to go around that and focus on herself and her passions as a comedian, as an author, as a writer for SNL. And I think overall, she was able to kind of combat any like conflict that came before her and kind of push forward. And because of that, she was able to move up. And as we were able to see, she was making big strides like that and being at the top of her workplace on when she was working on 30 Rock and SNL.
Do you think that she could have achieved that kind of resilience and self-acceptance if she went into another field that wasn't comedy?
I think she could have, just because of her like overall personality and work ethic. But I think like this field of study felt so familiar to her that she was able to really make big strides.
Comfortability.
Yeah.
That kind of leads us to our next question. How does Tina Fey approach discussing the difficult topic of sexism/gender in the workplace?
She specifically uses her own experiences that she has faced with sexism. And like we have stated, she uses humor to kind of like de-elevate the topic of its things that people don't want to hear, but she still goes and like pushes that boundary and stuff like that. And so, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. I think kind of adding personal anecdotes is what really can speak to a reader, especially in something like this autobiography. So I think kind of she's able to, again, use some humor to alleviate the severity of some of the like sexism or mini aggressions she's seeing in the workplace just from male co-stars. Joe, what was your next question?
All right, so where do you think the perceptions of women not being able to contribute to a workplace come from?
I mean, America itself has been built on a sexist and patriotic...
patriarchal.
Thank you, Greta Ann. Idea ever since, like, the beginning. And
I agree. I think even in the New York Times Magazine, Judy Brady's column, I Want a Wife, it shows that, we read that earlier in the series, it shows that women have always been expected of these, you know, unrealistic expectations, and they were kind of seen more as objects. And maybe when Tina Fey entered the workplace, she realized that a lot more than in her childhood when she was kind of sheltered, and she still didn't feel that kind of seriousness in the same way that she did during her adulthood.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's something I kind of really liked about what Tina Fey did in her book, because personally in some of my books that I've written that earned me my Pulitzer Prize, I kind of also kind of talked about sexism in the workplace and the idea of kind of these traditional gender roles that are slowly being broken, as we're seeing with Tina Fey working her way up in media, which honestly was not very popular at the time, for there to be a woman writing the entirety of a TV show like 30 Rock.
All right. That's a very awesome answer that you gave us, Greta Ann. And would you recommend this book to the audience as if it were a book to...
If I were to pitch it to someone?
Yeah.
That's a good question. I think this audience can speak to a lot of different people. As we see, I don't think it's just for women to read. I think it could be people of all sorts of backgrounds. I think someone who's an entrepreneur, someone who is a woman, someone who is involved in business and media, in sort of mainstream workplaces like she was. And I think, honestly, being a teenager and on is a great age to be able to read this and really understand what she's talking about when she's discussing her childhood, when she's discussing her upcoming. So I think you don't have to be one specific thing to read this. I think this book speaks to a very large audience, which is something very interesting that I liked about it.
I think that's great, the amount of personal anecdotes that she provided from her teenage and adolescent years was amazing, because it shows that even celebrities that we can look up to that have really successful careers struggled with like the same problems that we did as normal people.
Yeah. And this book could be advertised, like Greta said, to like a bunch of people. In the beginning, it talks about her teenage years in theater and stuff like that. And then later on, she talks about her struggle as a woman in a, like we have stated, or like have you guys have made us answer, in a male-dominated area. And I feel like the audience for this book would be teenagers, women, or like Greta Ann said, people that are looking to find a way to climb up and kind of see what actors have done and stuff.
Yeah. Like that. And I think this book could also really speak to mothers. You know, a pretty big portion of the second part of Tina's career was taken over by becoming a mother. And I think that's something interesting, was how she was able to maintain her success while still taking care of a kid at home. I think that's very admirable. And I think mothers out there could use that and kind of see how someone similar to them was able to make such big strides in business
balance
and media.
Their
yeah.
Home and personal yeah. life that way.
All right, so we're coming up to a wrap of today's episode of the podcast of
Books and Crux.
Books and Crux. And
yeah. Thank you guys. I really enjoyed this.
Thank you so much for having us.
It was definitely a pleasure coming in here as a fan, you know.
Absolutely.
I've been like listening to your podcast for like a while now.
We'd like to thank all of our viewers out there, all of our listeners.
Yeah. Thank you.
See you later on Books and Crooks.